All right, everyone, welcome back to this shit show. Hour number four of week number nine. They're locked in a fiery building. What happens
then? Yeah. So we come back to the graffiti on the side of the garbage truck that's blocking the exit of this shitty old cantina. Belsa, yeah, you realize you're not going to be able to get the door open. What do you do? The existing rat ghoul is distracted enough by its meal that it's not going to like detangle and come chasing you unless you like attack it.
What's its meal right now?
Me.
Alana. Who's technically still alive.
Yeah, I'll shoot at the rat ghoul. No, you did say something to me, didn't you?
He said we need to.
Yeah, that's right.
For a failed mission.
Yeah, and I will. I like the Theron does like a turn to Belsa, and just literally says nothing and takes a shot at the rat ghoul.
Okay. All right. So here, let me pull Belsa out of the order. Lana. Here we go. Okay, and you can go ahead and you can make your shot. So it's three purple, one upgrade on the negative side,
mm-hmm.
and no.
I'm gonna use our last light side point.
Okay.
Get that upgrade, and hopefully I'll be able to murder something. That'd be super swell.
It would be super
swell. I can't.
Nope.
I can't even function in this fucking game.
I feel like this entire time you've just had like a martini glass in your hand and it's like whoop woo. You just keep drinking a shot after every time.
Just firing.
Theron starts like he turns to Belsa and turns around and starts wildly firing at the rat ghoul and shouts at her, and he's like, there's no way out, you bitch. And he's like, shoot the fucking rat ghoul. He starts just like just aiming at the thing going crazy.
Awesome. Okay. So Belsa, what would you like to do?
Also, as soon as she realizes this door's locked, she just turns around and aims and fires at the rat ghoul.
Okay, all right.
She's like obeying. Okay.
Sounds good. So two purple, one upgrade. If you're not moving, you can add your aiming die.
Which is one blue?
Yep.
Cool.
There you go. Boom. All right, so 6, 7, 8, 9... it hasn't been hurt yet, so it takes a handful of damage. You take 2 strain, mm-hmm. and yeah, you fire it and you hit the thing in the side and it like rolls off of Lana and looks up and snarls at you. It's still got bits of Lana's like flesh in its teeth, it's gonna charge at you on its turn. So
cool.
Short to medium is 1, and then medium to long, but not engaged. So it is right up in your face now. And that's it for its turn. And it takes 2 strain. Okay. And we'll move everybody to engage. There we go. Okay. So what do y'all want to do?
I take another shot. I imagine it's not engaged now, so I can lose the upgrade.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, it hasn't engaged with anything yet. It's in short range for you.
Great. I take another shot.
And then, yeah, you want to shoot at it. So this time it's actually at short range, so it's just one purple.
Okay.
That's it.
What?
All right, well, I mean, you get some advantage. That's cool and stuff. You get that going for you.
All right, I give the advantage to Sam.
Okay, all right. Sounds good. So, yeah, go ahead and
yeah,
take your shot. Because right after this, it'll pick one of you to...
I got it.
Yeah, he rolled five successes.
Oh, yeah, he totally did. Okay. All right, so six, seven. Yeah, that's enough to kill it. So it comes, like, running forward on all fours. I think that Theron takes a shot at it and misses, and then it starts to, like, crouches down to leap at you, and you fire right into its face, and it, like, rolls over sideways. It's got a big smoking hole where its weird rat ghoul face was.
Okay.
The bar continues to burn down.
Can I use foresee right now?
Yeah. I mean, sure. What does it give you? It tells you, like, the immediate future.
Up to a day in the future.
Okay. Can it show me killing him?
I mean, we don't know. The future is unclear. I can't account for player character actions. Yeah, I mean, that's a thing you could do.
Either I'm going to foresee us getting out of here or I'm not, right?
Well, that'll depend, right? But the foresee might give you a way to see yourself escaping.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping.
Okay. Yeah, you foresee yourself on fire.
Yeah, because in character, we don't know about the back room or the hatch or anything. Like, we don't know any of that stuff, so yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, so roll your force die on its own, and then we'll see if you have to take strain to access the force. Yeah, you gotta roll the actual die. So there's gonna be one in the white pool.
Yeah, that's what I did. That was weird.
One, two.
Yeah. Okay.
There it is. Okay. Yeah, so you got dark side, no problem. Yeah, I mean, the dark side, as promised, is very strong in this place. You see, I guess here's the question for the two of you. If you could get Lana out, would you? Do you see yourselves leaving this place with her unconscious body?
I would. She has Stimpaks on her body, so I would use those and probably grab whatever's on Otto and take that too.
Yeah, I can send my stuff.
Yeah, because everything that we can carry, I mean, like, to keep her alive, I would use.
I wouldn't save an asset.
That's fine.
Maybe that's something you see. You see, you're not in the picture, but we see this kind of, like, the blurry Vaseline edge kind of, like, shot of, Theron using the stim pack on Lana. Him and her coming out of the building. You see yourselves escaping into a tunnel, and you're in a sewer. And then sometime later, you're, like, hiding in this sewer tunnel, and Lana, she's, like, looking, like, very kind of, like, green around the gills. She's, like, pale, struggling to breathe, even though she's alive. She looks, like, sallow, and her eyes are all, like, yellow. And then you see a vision of her. You're in a building somewhere, and she's, like, thrashing around on a cot, and her one arm is, like, limp and broken from where the rat ghoul, like, fucked her up. But her other arm, you can see her fingers are, like, fusing together, and she's, like, screaming as these, like, shards of, like, bone emerge from her arm as she slowly becomes a rat ghoul over the course of the next 48 hours. So the Force shows this to you, that even if you get her out alive, there's a chance that she could become a rat ghoul.
Is it just a chance, though? It's not, like, for certain?
Unless you get her somewhere that can help her. You have the infection, so.
I just kind of turn to Theron, and I say, you've seen the way out. But if you bring Lana, she's infected. She'll become one of them. It's best to just cut our losses and leave her.
Theron just ignores her and does he just like as he walks over to Lana just shouts something along lines of like just find the exit and like goes over and grabs the stim pack and just like jabs it into her.
Okay, all right. So you're just at,
like, rolls her eyes and just like walks off to where she saw the exit.
You're just at your threshold, right, Lana?
Yeah, I'm at 17. Okay.
So you gain, you go down five, you lose five wounds.
Okay.
Now we didn't determine, let's roll randomly which of your limbs is crippled.
She said her, oh, you mean left or right?
I said my foot.
She said her foot.
Yeah, you said one of your legs. Okay. Yeah. All right. So like your left leg is like crippled, which means you can't run. You're going to have to hobble your way out of here. So Theron, you're doing the injector. What are you doing, Belsa?
I just rolled my eyes when he ordered me to find the exit and just went to find the exit.
Okay. All right. Let's see. The longer that y'all are in here, the more likely the like smoke is going to like choke you out. Can I get from you, Belsa? Let me just look at the skills here. I think it's just going to be difficulty 2 for right now, but can I get a resilience check? Yeah, difficult environments. Yeah, so difficulty 2 resilience check for right now. Okay, all right. So you take a strain, but you don't take any wounds.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So you go out into the back. There's, like I described before, there's the office, but you know the way like directly to the exit. So you just go into the back room. There's this cut open hole in the floor, and there's a set of concrete stairs that lead down into the upper area of the lower city, or I guess the lower area of the middle city. But anyway, leads out into the sewers of this layer.
All right. I like grab, like as Lana's coming too, I grab some more stim packs off of Otto's body and sort of just stuff them in my pockets and, try to lift her up and start heading towards the exit.
I'm conscious, right? I can at least stand.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah. You're conscious. You're in significant pain and you can't walk like on your own because you have a crippled leg, but yes.
Yeah. I try to man mode through it though. Because, I mean, we're in a burning building.
Yep. Okay. All right. So can I get resilience checks from both of y'all?
Sure.
Same difficulty. 2.
Is that under skills?
Yeah, it's a skill.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So...
resilience, though.
Yeah, Theron, take 2 strain, but the smoke and the fire, you can kind of evade them. You don't take any wounds or anything. Lana, you failed. So I think, you might, I'm going to roll to see. I think you might pass out because there's smoke and fire. Yeah, I think Theron, you're going to have to carry her.
Great.
So Lana, you don't take more wounds, but you try to walk a few steps. The pain in your leg is too bad. You take like a gasping breath, inhale a lung full of air, cough a few times, and then you watch her eyes roll back around. She like stumbles, so you have to like pick her up. Yeah. So Theron, you can carry her out of the place, but
I grab her and carry her out. I think
Belsa stops Theron as he's putting on his shoulders. She's like, why are you so keen to help this asset?
Theron doesn't even respond and just keeps going. He doesn't even say anything and just keeps walking towards the entrance or exit.
Okay. I'll send you a list of stuff that you got. Like, how much stuff would he get off my body, Adam? Should we just figure this out afterwards?
Next to none, unless he stopped to like go through your bag.
Oh, I just grabbed the stim. I didn't grab anything else. I just grabbed the stim packs.
Yeah, so whatever's in the medical, like it'd be a medical pack to be on his belt, so you could just grab that, and it's got however many stim packs are left.
We didn't take time to actually search you. I just grabbed stim packs. Yeah,
you could have had some load bearing gear, or some macro binoculars.
Sorry, no.
Or a comm link.
That's the last tragic thing we see.
Or my like very hidden lightsaber that I kept hidden from you guys for 5 weeks.
Way to not use it.
You just see the macro binoculars curling in the fire.
No, the macro
binoculars. It's a tragedy. Okay, so you escape and flee into the sewers of Terrace. So I think we wipe on you descending the stairs, carrying Lana. And then I guess, where would you go? What would you do?
We go as far away from the, like, you know, reasonably in a reasonable amount of time, but not like you know, taking forever. I sort of carry her as far as I like physically can in the sewers until there's a place that I can set her down that isn't like watery shit on the ground. And then I let out a massive sigh and turn to Belsa and pull out my blaster rifle and point it at her.
Okay. So you're having this interaction. There's like, we see you're on a sort of a side panel. There's a big channel of like filthy water gurgling away behind you. Lana is going, like coming in and out of consciousness. So like, Lana, if you want to say anything during this interchange, you can. You're kind of like, you can sort of hear what's happening, but you can choose to forget. It's up to you, Pocket, as a player, what you want to be awake for. And yeah, you're just like in this hallway, and there's I don't know, maybe like a womp rat or something like scatters by as we see.
Can
you.
I start like bandaging my ankle and whatnot?
Oh, you're not in good enough shape to do that. You're okay. Basically like lying leaned up against the wall, like mumbling to yourself, and you can sort of hear what they're saying, but your vision is blurry, and you inhaled a lot of smoke, and then also got shot and chewed on. So anyway, Theron, you. Point the gun. And
yeah, so I point the blaster at Belsa, sorry, I just realized how actual crazy this entire episode has been. I point the gun at Belsa, say, "You're right. She was an asset, but she's my asset. And I decide when she dies, not you. You serve me, and she is still useful. And if you want to live and be useful, you'll do what I say." And I just sort of like get closer.
You hobble forward. Oh, you're not hurt. Never mind. You can walk.
Yeah, they're both just strained.
Yeah.
I like, unflinching, I just stare Theron back in the face, and I say, "I serve the Empire and its interests, not your agenda with your dog."
"I am the Empire, and it is my interests. And you will be the one to save her. And if you don't, I'll kill you right here."
"She's infected. She's a rock ghoul. She's beyond saving."
"And if this was 10,000 years ago, I might agree, but they have a cure. It is in the upper city, and you will find it and bring it here."
Elsa just takes a huge sigh. She knows it's going to be like a lot more damage if she returns without Theron. And if she returns with Theron.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess I just turn and walk down the sewers. That's it. I got nothing else to say.
Okay.
Theron, as she walks away, says, "We'll be here when you return, quickly." And he goes back and tries to, like, I don't know, nurse Lana in some way. I have no clue what he would do, but I imagine, like, oh, I know what you do. Badass arm rip off and bandage thing. That's what you fucking do. Just start ripping parts of his outfit off and bandaging her.
Okay. All right. Well, let's make that check. So, if you want to treat her. So you've already received care from the stim pack. Mm-hmm. Oh, the fight is over, so you all have a minute to like recover strain. You can make a no difficulty discipline or cool check. So everybody, all three of you can do that.
Okay, what are we rolling?
Discipline or cool. Either one with no difficulty dice in the pool. And each success gives you one strain heal.
Oh, that's so. Initiative cool.
It's the same roll.
All right.
Okay, so Lana, Theron, you both get one strain back.
Do I get one from my advantage even though I failed? I had a fail advantage on the escaping.
No, this is a special. This one's like a special roll.
Okay, so we each get one.
Yeah.
Cool. Just the ability cool?
Yeah, cool or discipline, whichever you have higher, whichever you like. There you go. So Belsa recovers 3 strain. You have a minute to cool down. And now you can roll to recover from your wounds. So you can attempt a medicine check. You can only receive one medicine check as long as you have. This is the first aid check. What's your? Let me scroll back, Lana. You've got a pretty severe critical wound, right?
I have a broken leg. That's it.
Yeah, your crippled leg. So that is a.
But do we need to do a check? Like real quick, just for the metagaming aspect. Do we need to do a check for the fact that once, Belsa says that it was a Rakul, that I would know that there's a cure because, like, it's legit. A major event in history on this planet, wouldn't we like know? Like, I wouldn't know what a Rakul looked like, but I would know the story of like that there's Rakul plague and thus a cure, right? Wouldn't
I think, like, in the vision, of the Empire, was, like she's chained to a table and there's a doctor saying like she's got the Rakul virus, but it's too late for the serum,
or but something. That would be at that point during that was, the like, vision,
yeah, exactly. That's some point in the next 24 hours,
yeah. That's at that point in the vision, it's not necessarily right now.
I'm pretty forgiving of character knowledge and player knowledge like merging, because it's like if it's a big event like this, it's not that big of a deal. That's fine for me. Right. So knowing that you would need a serum is definitely like a thing, but okay. You don't have it, so. You got to make a difficulty 3 medicine check for first aid.
Okay. Difficulty 3. Where's my perps at? There they go. Yeah,
3 perps.
This is medicine?
Yeah.
Jesus. All right. What if I don't do anything? What if I just sit there by her side?
Yeah, so this roll is you're allowed a first aid roll, and the first aid roll gives you, every success you get on the roll generates one, you recover one wound, and every advantage recovers one strain. So you can make this roll to do that.
Failures? What happens if I fail?
You just don't make it any better. First aid doesn't do anything. You might stress yourself out with strain if you take a bunch of disadvantage.
All right, but like if there's a massive like failure, it's not like
yeah, it's not going to have a red die in it anyway, so you can't
suddenly despair. Kill me.
All right, sure. All right, medicine it is. Okay.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah. So that's the bad thing that could happen. You take 4 strain.
Okay.
Okay. And I think just the weight of like the encounter and the ghouls and like all the shit that has happened and like trying to keep things in control. And it's just all suddenly like bearing down on you. You just feel like sudden pressure, right? Like everything is just a bad time. You can feel that. And what does that look like? Do we just see the stony exterior or do we see Theron's like stress?
No, he like crumbles up beside her on the ground and like puts his head between his knees and just decompresses and has like a moment of just it like he's a total failure.
Yeah, just like hard breathing and like
yeah.
Okay.
The one person that succeeded a lot in the past session is now crippled because of a teammate. So.
You can be healed of that crippling defect.
Yeah. The other thing, so you can attempt to help someone recover from a critical injury by making a medical check with a difficulty equal to the severity of the critical injury. You can only do this once a week though. So if you fail, no one else can try to like, if you could like try and fail and take Lana to a doctor, the doctor wouldn't be able to help the broken wound. Or the broken leg, or you can wait and make that roll.
I'm worried about the infection, not the wound. We can get
away. Yeah. So the other thing is, Theron like works on bandaging, tries to bandage you up, and you know it just soaks through right away almost. And you feel like really hot, like you have a fever. Like her skin is like super hot to the touch, and she's like really pale, not looking so hot.
Oh, I'm looking really hot.
You're feeling hot. You're not looking hot, though.
Feeling hot. Okay.
So no, these weird things. Very hot.
The thing about the, yeah, the thing about the Rakdos virus.
And I press a button and it goes into sexy armor mode to give me I am
the hottest plague victim there ever was.
Yeah, yeah. The thing about the Rakdos virus is it makes you super attractive and then you die and become a ghoul. It's so that lots of people have sex with you and they'll get the disease. So yeah, you don't feel very good right now.
Is there anything you can do to slow the process?
I mean, none of you know the details of the Rakdos virus.
Yeah, we don't know. We just know what it is and that there is a cure.
Okay.
I set Belsa to go get it, so.
And now. You know.
Yeah, I mean, I think that would be the thing we wipe to, right? So the two of you just looking really not great down in the sewer. There's just this like pale light coming down from above. Maybe we can hear like the street some distant way above you. And then we wipe to Belsa. So Belsa, where did you go?
I think I just got out the sewers.
Yeah. Okay. So we see you climbing up out of like an alley, like sort of sewer entrance.
Yeah. I think the first thing I would do is try and use some kind of Empire channel to contact 161.
Okay. All right. So you don't have like a long range communicator on you. So you'd need to find one.
Yeah, I need to find one.
Yeah, but that shouldn't be too hard. Like if you wanted to spend a destiny point, there could be like the equivalent of a phone booth. We see Belsa climb up out of the sewers, and like her robes are all like stained, and like there's soot like marks on your face. Your hair is all out of place. You're not injured, but you're looking like garbage, which is fine because everybody else down here looks like garbage too. But yeah, do you want to spend a destiny point?
I don't think we have one.
Let me take a look.
No, you sure
don't. I have
one. Wait, no, we have one. I thought we had one, and you had five.
Nope.
Oh, it's a 0 and 6.
My character sheet's not. I'm just closing this. Why don't I have that open?
Yeah. There you go. So I think that you step out into the street and you're immediately like jostled by some huge alien, like bumps into you and says something rude in a language you don't understand. And we pan back, we pull back, and we can see Belsa kind of like alone in this massive crowd of like there's no humans, there's no stormtroopers, you know, anywhere around you. But you stand out, not to them, but to us as the camera. You know, you're just surrounded by the enemies of the Empire. Where do you go? What do you do?
I think, well, where would be the best place to get like a long range communications device?
There's probably like a market or something. I don't know. Let's make a roll.
Wasn't there one in that, the cantina that we killed everybody in?
Mm-hmm.
Cause, Jesse used it or Theron used it.
Yep, there sure was.
And so you saw him use it, and I was there.
I know if it's risky going back there, though, is the thing.
Yeah, you can if you want to. Just head back there. You think you know the way. Or you can make a streetwise roll to find something.
Let's try a streetwise.
Okay, sure. So let's say difficulty. You just want to find somewhere you can buy a long-range communication kit. Or do you just want to find somewhere you can make a call from?
Just somewhere I can make a call from.
Okay, yeah, difficulty one. Thanks. No, you need to throw a purple die in there.
Oh, I did. How weird. Oh, you have to click off of it?
Click out. Yeah. There you go. Perfect. So same role, but better. So you can spend that. Do you want to spend that advantage for something narrative, or do you want to spend it on...
Let's do something narrative.
Okay. All right. So what's more important to you, staying on the DL or doing this quickly?
DL.
Yeah, you want to stay hidden? Okay. So maybe what we see as you go into the crowd is like yeah, so you like pull your hood up and kind of disappear into the crowd, and no one really notices you aside from that one alien that bumped you originally. And we cut to what looks like a market, a kind of like open air like food market, and there's all kinds of like weird stuff being sold in these carts. All spread out in what used to be like a city square. And off to one side, we can see a kind of tough-looking human and he's talking, and he's in this little plastic booth, and he's just finishing like a call. He's talking to some like woman on the hologram, and she disappears, and the booth slides open, and he steps out, kind of gives you a look, and then walks away. So yeah, there's basically a little hollow like phone booth that you can use. And like we talked about in the last session, there's like Imperial channels that you can use. There's a special like series of numbers you can dial to like gain access to, something like that.
Cool.
So you want to call 161?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So you put in the secret Imperial call sign, and you get connected. And because you're talking to him inside his helmet, you can actually hear 161's voice like regular style. He doesn't know who it is, right? Because it's the number that all of you would use. And he says, so he's just in his helmet, and you hear it click on. And he says, who is this?
It's Agent Belsa.
Oh, Belsa, you all right?
I'll be better once you get here. I need your assistance.
Is it safe? I mean, are we still trying to arrest you?
No. Change of plans.
All right. Where are you?
Can I just like relay him the coordinates of where I...
Yeah, I think you look up and we see like a street sign, but in like hoodies or whatever, and you can relay him where you are.
Okay, cool, yeah. And then I just basically request that he brings a serum for... I guess I wouldn't know the name of it, but I would describe to him, you know, what I saw and the mutation and everything.
He, he's like, it's going to take some time. The upper city's going through some, well, it's a little chaotic up there. And, I mean, we can do it, but are you going to be okay on your own? What's the status of the rest of the squad?
Tharren is shaken. Lana is turning, and we have around 40 hours before she kills Tharren. And I don't know where the bloody hell I am, so if you could hurry up, that would be fantastic.
Huh. Yeah, that does sound serious. All right.
And Otto's dead.
There's like a long pause. He's like, I'm sorry, ma'am.
Otto's dead.
Yeah, it wasn't like an I'm sorry. It was a like, I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
So you repeat yourself? He's like, huh. All right, well, let's get that serum. And you hear him like click out, and then he's gonna go and try and work on that. But it will be trickier for them to do it than it would be for you on your own.
Okay.
So now what?
Could I reach down from the booth?
I mean, how many credits do you have? This call's ain't free.
I got like 200.
Okay. Just making sure. Yes. So yeah, you can.
Cool. Yeah, I would just dial him in.
Okay. Yeah. Tharren, I think you're maybe like startled by the sound of the like beeping from your comm. You're shocked out of whatever reverie you're in.
Yeah. And just sort of like do the whole like pocket search bit where I'm like looking for a pocket or my comm, and I pull it up and just turn it on and don't say anything. Because I don't know who it is.
I've reached 161 on the troops. They're going to find a serum and head down to the sewers.
Tharren lets out like sort of a sigh of relief and kind of looks over at Lana and then back to himself, and he's a mess right now. I'm at 13 of 14 points of strain, so I am a mess. and he sort of just like lets out a kind of a moan of just like fury, and he doesn't like, he can't even express his rage right now and how just furious he is. And he's like, I'm going to stay here with the girl, but there's something I want you to do. I want you to go to every rebel sympathizer, whether they are or not. If they look like a rebel, kill every last one of them. And on the walls in their blood, bright green skin, and that motherfucker is going to die. And I just slammed, I put the thing down and then just, like, lean my head back against the wall and just wait.
Okay. Cool, there's your new mission, Belsa. Personally kill every rebel.
kill everyone. I don't care who it is. Kill anyone. Kill anyone and everyone.
Aw, your murder machine is dead, though.
What's That's shame? Fine. I have a new murder machine. Kill Darkseid that shit. I want blood in the streets. I want people to really, really have a bad day in the mid-city and lower city.
Belsa just kind of clicks off and puts it on the hook. And then there's just like a long pause, and she just gets up, leaves the booth. It's probably like an alien waiting to get in there, and he's like, come on!
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, some Rodian's just like kind of like anxiously waiting. You finally open, and he's just like, ichuta, and like pushes you out of the way.
Yeah. Cool.
Okay, all right. So where do you go after that, Belsa? Do you head back to the sewer? Do you wait to meet up with 161 somewhere?
Well, I would have thought I would have given 161 the coordinates to the sewer entrance, maybe.
Okay.
And so I would just like head back there to meet him.
Okay. Them. Sure.
So, yeah. I would just try and inconspicuously head back to the sewer entrance, I think. Disregarding Darren's message of killing everyone.
Okay. Yeah, you head back there. I think it takes a while. Like, I think that several hours go by while you're just like waiting. So do you let Theron know that you've returned, or do you just stay upstairs waiting?
I don't enter the sewers. No, I'm just waiting at the entrance.
Okay. All right. So, Lana, you wake up, you come to, you don't know how long it's been, but yeah, you wake up and you're in a sewer. It smells terrible. And you're next to Theron, who looks barely conscious as well. And everything hurts.
That sucks. It all sucks. And yeah, I think I just try to gain my bearings and like look around, and I guess I would immediately know that I'm ill.
Yeah, something is super not right.
Yeah. And I would say that like during the conversation they had whenever he sent Belsa out in the beginning, I kind of like caught enough to maybe have some sort of suspicion of like why am I shot? And
yeah, your leg hurts really bad.
Yeah.
You do an inventory, and yeah, it's obvious like you've been in a bunch of fights. It's obvious you can make an inventory of the wounds. You can see where you were bitten or clawed. And then yeah, you were shot in the leg.
I look over at Theron and I say, so what are we going to do about this?
Theron just like barely moves his head over to acknowledge her, because he's just so worn out, and he just like lets his hands drop to the side, and for the first time is like, I don't know.
Well, that sucks. Will Stimpaks help with anything at this point, or does it even matter now?
I'll just reduce the amount of wounds that you took. Okay. You'll have like more wounds in case bad things happen. So you look over at Theron, and you're hearing him talk and everything, but I mean, you're looking into the face of somebody who has like tortured you several times over the last however long. And there's this feeling like this like bile kind of like rises in your throat, and your mouth starts to water. And you just like you feel like this deep like anger start to like boil up inside you.
Is this part of me turning or just me?
I don't know.
I'm just
like, feeling some stuff.
I just immediately look away and like put my hand over my mouth, and I just like it makes me kind of nauseous as well, just feeling like the rage and then the hunger and then also like because I'm still human. And so the idea of eating someone, if that pops in my brain, it just makes me sick to my stomach as well.
Yeah, there's a lot
I'm
of stuff.
I'm the nice one here, guys. Okay.
Complicated shit going on.
Yeah, so I'm just like all sorts of a mess. And yeah, I guess you would see that reaction of me looking away and just like trying not to throw up.
Yeah.
And Otto, who is dead, does nothing. But
yeah, Otto's bones smolder somewhere.
Theron just sort of does like just looks back forward, like he's just not even like it's one of those days. Like he's just done. He's just done, and all he can do is wait for 161 to show up. Yeah. And news from what he assumes is Belsa murdering everyone on the planet.
All right. So, yeah, I think that the two of you so sitting down there, we wipe away from that, and we see Belsa again, you know, the hood up, kind of like standing at the mouth of this alley. And you hear, Belsa, you hear like a bit of like a disturbance, like in the street. And you can see people getting like jostled out of the way. And then the squadron of stormtroopers, like this half dozen stormtroopers, like walk up. They look a little like worse for wear, right? Like some of them have, like they've obviously, there's been some stuff that has happened recently.
Right.
And, the lead trooper 161 comes up to you. And he's like, we got some of that serum you were looking for, ma'am. And he gestures and he's got a, like a doctor's kit hanging from one shoulder. I guess one of the other guys would be holding onto it. And there's like a bloody handprint on it.
I just like nod and just spin on my heels and just like head into the sewers.
Okay. Yeah. They follow you. Cool. So same thing. We wipe and now everybody is down in the sewer. And yeah, Lana's not looking so good. TK, I think, kneels down next to you, Lana. And he's still got like, you see your own reflection in the black glass of his eyepieces and you look like worse than you feel.
I sort of like I reach up and I grab like his helmet and I like try to get a better look at myself. Like,
you pull him.
Like, what the fuck?
And you pull him all close to you. You're like, you know, right up in his face, and he's just like,
"You've looked better, ma'am."
And then that's when I like realized what I did. And I just like let him go, and I'm like, just...
"Yeah." He stands up and he points to one of the other troopers, and he's like,
"See what you can do for her."
And he comes over and kneels down and opens the med kit and starts like taking a look at your wounds. So while the troopers are looking at Lana, what's Belsa and Theron, what are you doing?
Theron doesn't even look up and he's like, did you kill anyone yet?
Belsa's like, talking to me, sir.
Who else? Who else did I ask to kill someone?
Yes, I killed many children.
I. And?
And I saved Lana. And then I look towards Lana, and I'm like, it was quite a scare when one of those rebels fired through the window at you and you went down on us.
I don't even like notice at this point. Like I'm just so maybe I'm still like staring at TK-161 and like just watching him. Maybe because it's like the hunger that I felt for Theron, I've now like sort of like latched onto 161.
Yeah, I think so he's still kneeling. He's kneeling next to you, and I think he's like holding your hand or something while the other trooper's like spraying like disinfectant into your like leg wound. And he's like,
it's gonna be okay.
And he, like, pats you on the shoulder.
And I look at him, like, is that all? And I, like, motion to, like, get a kiss, but, like, I'm completely out of it, so I don't even realize what I'm doing.
Come here, baby. He's, like, talking to the space next to him. You're a hot stormtrooper.
Wait, can you contract the thing through saliva or touch, or is it scratch?
No, it's bloodborne.
Okay. All right.
So I, like, lean forward, I'm like, you know, you have a really sexy voice.
Thanks, ma'am.
Yeah,
just lay still.
And we just see his helmet like turn over towards Theron, and he's just kind of like, all right.
Theron, head still between his legs, just gives him a little thumbs up. Like he's like.
Okay. So they're gonna apply the serum. So that's a thing that happens. You get a shot and it's not very pleasant. And it doesn't really change anything right away, but you know, they're like, yeah, we, you know, we got this from a doctor. They said it's the right thing, but you know, it's all about now you need to like rest and recover. So we need to get you to a proper medical facility, which means Upper City. And I think 161 says to you, Theron, he's like,
sir, I don't think it's safe up there for any of you.
Theron like looks up and goes, maybe for me, but they might be able to make it. I'll stay here. Take her back. And just sort of like stays there on the ground.
I reach in, like, clumsily into my pocket, and I pull out, like, this thing that has Neb's contact information on it. Mm-hmm. And I hand it to Theron, and I say, this is a friend. He owes me a favor. And then I just sort of give it to him, hoping maybe Neb can help us, like, hide out, maybe.
Yeah.
He does owe me, because he kind of screwed me. I told everyone about me, so...
Yeah, Theron hands it over to Belsa and says, make the call.
Belsa kind of looks at the phone, looks at Theron, and then kind of kneels down and says, sir, would it not be easier to have you in cuffs? We could quite easily maneuver through the Upper City with you in tandem as a prisoner.
Theron doesn't even acknowledge the comment and just says, make the call.
Excellent. Good to see you on your game. Just dials in the number and makes the call.
Hopefully Neb isn't a total failure this time.
Okay. yeah, so you get on your comms, and there's a voice on the other side, a nasally voice in Rhodian. It's like, who is this? How did you get this number?
Is this Neb?
Who is asking?
For God's sake, I just hand the phone to Lana.
Hey, Neb?
Is this Neb? Lana, hey, you're still on Taurus.
Yeah, about that. See, you remember the last time we talked to Neb and, you know, I want to, like, beat the shit out of you, right?
Yeah. He laughs nervously.
Yeah, so instead of doing that, I thought maybe you could help me out. Just maybe, and I won't beat the shit out of you.
Are you okay? You sound drunk. You should put your attractive-sounding friend back on.
Okay, I might still beat the shit out of you, but we need a place to stay.
It's like, I don't know. Are you talking about...
Ned, we need a place to stay. I will find you regardless. It's your only chance to not get a beating.
All right. Well, I was going to ask you to roll charm, but let's roll coercion instead. Damn it. You're probably better at coercion anyway.
I am. Do I have any like difficulty or anything?
Yeah, just two difficulty.
Do I get any advantage because he owes me?
I don't think so. I don't think.
Oh, come on.
He could just not tell you his address, and then it would be fine.
Oh my gosh,
man! Today has just been the worst. So we're all Ryans now, apparently.
You can't coerce him, but you or someone else could try another skill. So someone else could try to charm him, for example. So he says to you, Lana, I don't know. Threatening to beat me up and then asking if you could stay at my house. You need to work on this. I don't think so. You people bring trouble wherever you go. And I have enough trouble already.
He also kind of reaches down and picks up the phone. He's like, hi again. The Empire would owe you a great favor if you did this for us.
Okay, let's see.
It's a lie, so I'm going to roll deception.
Yeah, right, so you're going to deceive him.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Too difficulty?
Yeah, same difficulty. Okay. The fact that he's stonewalling you just stresses you out. It doesn't. He's like, I don't really deal in favors. Credits, maybe.
Theron grabs the thing.
He's just going around the room.
He's like, Neb, is it?
That's right.
We offer you no favors. We offer you no beatings. But we will pay you a considerable sum if you just take in your friend. That's all. That's all. The Empire prints money, Neb. We print money.
It's true. It's totally true. All right. Yeah, go ahead and try and charm poor Neb here.
Okay, what was the... What's the...
Two.
Difficulties two, yeah. Two purple. Yeah. So here's the thing. He's not willing to help.
Oh my
but
God.
He's like, look, I know you. I saw all of you on the news net. You're dangerous people. But I might be able to put the word out. You know, I'm well connected here on Terrace. You need somewhere to hide out? Or you looking for passage off the planet? What do you need? I might not be able to help you, but if there's credits in it, I can pass you on to someone who can.
Theron just says, get them to the upper city. Can you do that, Neb?
Sure. I know some places. You smuggle them into the upper city? You going to be there long?
Theron sort of just looks at everyone and says, hopefully not too long, Neb.
Okay. All right. So you can't.
I'm gonna kill him. I'm gonna.
you can't hide out at Neb's place, but through like friend of a friend, he can get you into the upper city to like hide out. So what's the plan? What do you want as a group?
We need to get her back to the Moff's palace ASAP.
Isn't there a Bacta tank still there?
Yes, there is a Bacta tank there.
Yep. So she needs to get back there, which means what we need to do is have Belsa take Lana to the with Neb to the upper city, meet TK, and then go back as probably prisoners at this point. I don't know what the situation
is. I feel like we're any safer than you are. Like, the whole Rebel Alliance is looking for Lana specifically and killing everyone who comes into contact with her.
Well, I mean,
Theron too.
Well, no, that's why Belsa, I'm sending you to watch over her and make sure she gets back okay, because I can't go back, so I'm not going. So well, it's your job now. It's your job now. Right now he is, but he can't be seen walking with you and Neb going up to the, like, he has to meet you in the upper city.
Yeah.
So, and then he can escort you to the Moff's place, but until then, like, character-wise, I can't go back there. I'm basically a rebel at this point, and I can't go, so I have to stay here.
Can we not do, like, the fake imprisonment, and they just escort us straight to the Moff's palace?
Well, that's what they can do for you guys, but, like, me just being there is a problem. Like, if Neb's not going to help us now, I can't just be, like, walking around the city like, what up, everybody? So I'm screwed. So I need to stay here and do my own thing. Like, your job now is to make sure this woman that you tried to kill gets back alive.
I don't know what you're talking about, one. Stormtrooper's mission was to find us and take us prisoner. So, like, then...
Great, well, then you two are prisoner. Enjoy. Up,
you included wouldn't be weird or out of place.
Not me, though. I'm fine. I'm going to stay right here.
Well, I guess we'll come back when we're healed. Or send people to come back.
Great.
You're, like, borderline fucking crazy, and you want to just stay in the sewer.
Yeah, yeah. Theron snapped a little bit. He's a little pissed.
He's going to become one with the sewer.
So you don't. I don't know what's gonna happen with Theron. He's furious. He's not. I'm not. Your job right now is to get her back and keep her alive. I'm waging war on an entire planet, and I'm gonna go fucking Punisher style on shit. I'm done. So yeah, you don't lock me in a place and then kill me, please. No. No, you don't even try to do that. I'm gonna take everyone. I'm going nuts.
My
character's lost it.
Because isn't TK still there? Like, he was there with us. So, I mean, as we're like getting up and preparing to leave Theron there all by himself, can't I like whisper to TK that he needs to like knock Theron out or something and bring him along?
Yeah, you can like take him aside, so the two of you are like off to one side.
I mean, it's really crappy to be like, well, you're not even like crippled. I am, and you need to come with us.
So you take 161 aside, and what do you say to him?
Kiss me? No. I say.
Wow.
I'm a little delirious. It's okay.
I love that there's a love story here between
and
you two.
I like put my hand on his shoulder. And I'm like, listen, what I said earlier, I completely meant it, but I didn't mean to be weird. I'm sorry. But on that note, so Theron, he doesn't want to leave. I don't know why he wants to stay in the sewer, but we need to figure that shit out.
And he kind of just looks at you, get the impassive, stony sort of skull face of the helmet. And he's like,
well, see, it's not like I'm not flattered, but I don't really do the workplace romance thing.
And I say, oh, it's okay. I'm contract. I'm not on there. Like, no, it's okay.
Yeah, maybe we could talk about this later.
Okay, no. Yes, you're right. Of course. Tonight, my bedroom?
This conversation is making me very uncomfortable, ma'am.
And I just laugh, and because I'm like, now I'm just being entertained by it, but then I'm like, no, but seriously, like, we need to get him out of here as well. We can't separate. We already lost one man. We can't lose two.
Agent Talon's the commanding officer here, so what he says goes.
And I hear that like a conversation, but I don't hear what they're talking about, and I shout down the tunnel like, anyone have thermal detonators?
Yeah. Stormtrooper just appears with one. That's it.
It's on a little velvet pillow.
No. Yeah, does anyone have them?
No. They don't have any thermal detonators, no.
All right.
Oh man, you're really just gonna blow yourself up?
I wasn't gonna blow myself up.
Oh.
Myself was not going to get blown up. Other selves.
The troops help you get up, Lana, and they've all like gotten ready to move. And I think 161 says to you, he approaches you, Theron, before you go, before they leave, and he's like,
"Sir, are you sure about this?"
Yeah.
All right, sir. Well, keep in touch.
Theron just sort of waves his communicator.
Yeah, it gives you a little salute. And before the scene like wipes, as you're all walking away, I think we catch the tail end of two of the stormtroopers talking quietly, and one of them is like, "Didn't she have to go to the sexual harassment seminar?" And the other one's like, "Yeah, I've been to that thing 3 times. I can't believe the way we hire contractors now." And they like kind of like are mumbling about this as they walk off. Cool. All right.
Yo,
so
I'm on drugs, okay?
It's fine.
You leave Theron in a deep dark sewer.
Yeah, Theron is left behind in the sewer. And all of you head to the upper city. I think that rather than like meeting with Neb's like contacts specifically or anything, you get like met by some shady looking individuals who help you get out of the middle city, and they bring you up to the upper city. And up there, I mean, things are still in a little bit of chaos. There's still some like obvious evidence of like rioting, and there are areas of the upper city that are not under Imperial control yet. But it's certainly safer up here. There's only humans, at least. With the stormtroopers with you, you have a defensive perimeter as you head back towards the Moff's palace. Theron, what are you doing?
Is it possible to head back to that bar that we were at, that had the like biker gang or whatever out front that we paid to, like I paid however many credits I paid to them in order to get us inside, and promise them more?
Yeah.
So that's where I'd like to go.
Okay. All right. So we see Theron approaching, and yeah, there's this like swoop gang just hanging out outside the cantina, and they all kind of like look up suspiciously at this, you know, bedraggled form as you approach.
And I go up to them and sort of give them a look of recognition, but also tell them that I have a job for them, and it'll pay well.
Okay. Let's see if they're interested in taking a job from you. You make a make a charm roll for me.
This is a charm?
Yeah. Difficulty is 2. Okay. So don't forget to use those advantages that you had before on your strain. Because your strain. Remember you made that charm roll that failed, but you got a ton of advantage, so you should reduce your strain by 5.
Oh, okay.
So you walk up to these guys and you're like, yeah, I got a job for you. And they all kind of like look at each other.
Because they look like a mess, I'm sure.
Yeah, and they look at you. And one of them grins. And he's got all these filed teeth. And he says, we don't want a job from you. Maybe you are the job. And they turn and look, and there's like a Imperial Wanted poster of like the four of you. And it says like, you know, wanted 100,000 credits, dead or alive. And I think we see them, like one of them takes out a knife and the other ones kind of like start to move towards you.
And I stop and I'm like, you're going to turn me over to the Empire. The Empire that's on its way out. The Empire that's going to lose this rebellion. That Empire, the New Republic, defeated Empire.
And Sharktooth guy says, he's like, it doesn't matter who's in charge. Middle City doesn't care. Government, that's for the Upper City. These Imperials have credits, and he like kind of gives you a hungry look.
Theron says, do you think those credits will be worth anything when the New Republic takes over? Do you think the Upper City will be important when the New Republic takes over? When the New Republic is in power, the Middle City will be empowered. Don't you see? With your help, we can take back what is ours.
And they kind of like look at each other like, that's a weird angle. All right. I mean, you're lying, right? You're trying to deceive these guys.
Yeah. This is straight up deception.
All right, make a deception roll.
What is the two?
Just terrible luck today. Just haven't succeeded at
Seriously,
anything.
Seriously, what in the
just
fuck? Just
so much doom.
Like the tale of Ryan Moore is going to become the tale of Jesse Cox for all these fucking rolls.
I can't
and Ryan is a player that rolled 3 ones in a row and died because of it.
I can't do anything. I haven't rolled once today.
So what you can do, you can see that the lie isn't working, right? Talking, trying to talk sense, like trying to be charming, didn't do anything. Lying to them about what's to come isn't doing anything. You can use that momentum to make one more roll. You got one more social avenue if you want to just try to be like, you know, coercion, right? Be like, listen, if you don't do what I say, very bad things will happen to you. And you can carry over an advantage die from that deception roll.
Give me a sec. Yeah. All right. I try to coerce them into listening to me, and helping me out. And I also would like to use my intimidating.
Mm-hmm.
I have +2 to that. I have a rank 2 intimidating.
Nice.
Suffer a number of strain to downgrade difficulty of coercion checks.
Excellent. Yeah, you can do that.
How much strain do I suffer for that?
How many ranks of it do you have?
I have 2.
Okay. All right. So put 2 in the downgrade box.
Okay.
Under the difficulty.
Uh-oh. All right. Done.
And then and then add 1 blue for your advantage, and then go ahead and roll.
Okay. Oop. And here we go, coercion.
Oh my god.
Hey, there it is. So the thing about the downgrades.
Wait, no, there's no dark side.
No, so this is the thing. The sheet, you had the two purple in there already, right? And then you put two downgrades. Yeah. So you're downgrading an already like bottom level thing. So the only way you could fail is if you flubbed the roll. These guys are fairly easy to coerce, and the fact that you're intimidating, when you turn on the angry Theron version, then their will just kind of crumbles. What does that look like? How does that happen? So you're like, I'm trying to be nice. I'm trying to promise you something. And then you're just like, no, it's time.
Yeah. Theron, just like gets up in the biggest, like the dude at the file teeth's face. And is just like, listen to me. I will give you the opportunity to level this fucking planet and get paid for it. All you have to do is join me. Join me, and this world is yours, and the Empire, and the Rebellion, and the New Republic will all be off your back, and I will let you do whatever you want to these people. I do not care. And he just, like, is, like, in his grill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think he looks at you, and he looks at his like, the others of the Swoop Gangers, and they kind of, like, nod sort of hungrily, and he says to you, he's like, all right, we're listening.
Theron basically says that he's going to keep or do everything in his power to keep the upper city police forces and Empire forces from even investigating what's going on in the mid and lower cities.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants this gang to go to any rebel looking bases. Doesn't even have to be rebel, but like rebel looking. And just straight up rob and steal and
cause terror.
Yeah, and then on every building paint or use blood, whatever, I don't care. Paint green skin on it. So green skin knows that I'm coming for her.
Him.
I'm coming for green skin.
I mean, it's an alien, it's an it. Let's just
I mean, I couldn't tell a male Ithorian apart from a female.
Yeah, I don't know what an Ithorian's junk looks like. So
they're
whatever.
Different, different colors. So
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So you want them to? He's like Sharktooth is like, yeah, I'll tell the other gangs, and and then they're gonna go and cause some chaos.
They can keep, and I let them know that they can keep everything they take. Everything they take is theirs, and I don't want any of it.
Nice. All right. So the last for the episode, the last thing we see of Theron is you basically just being like, it's open season on the middle city. Like, tell your friends, go to town. Nobody's gonna come down here and cause you trouble. And and you've spurred their hunger, and they head off to do that very thing. And then I think we see Belsa and Lana and the stormtroopers. We see you approaching the Moff's like, gate. And the idea is you're pretending you're prisoners, right? That they've captured you.
I thought that was just a guise, like it wasn't.
That's what I mean. Like when they approach. Okay, so they have to. TK has to like they make a barrier around you, and they push their way through the crowd, approaching the gates, and you're brought in through the gates, and people are shouting, and they're like, "Rebel spies!" Like throwing shit at you. And we see the last of that, like you know, Belsa, your cloak getting like pulled by the crowd, and Lana looking all like pale.
Did they throw any food?
No, I don't think so. Just
I was going to ask because I'll grab it and just eat it.
One of the stormtroopers, we see a stormtrooper like hit somebody in the face with the butt of their rifle, and they like go down as you get pulled into the Moff's Moff City. And then that fades. And I think that the last thing that we see, we don't know where it is. We just see a dark room. And maybe there's rows of droids, like inactive. Some of them are missing arms or legs or whatever. They're obviously all still like kind of apart. And then we pan over to one droid that's still in like mostly good condition. It's all dark. And before we go to credits, the camera pans up its chassis, and it's got a little like sign on its chest, like its indicator markings, and it reads ZN-Z1L. And we pass up the body over that spray painted mark onto its face, and then its eyes turn on; they light up before we go to the credits.
Oh shit, JP droid!
So there you go. Cool. Well, I think. The light side group's playing on Thursday, like real fucking soon. So that's this Thursday. And I think we'll be back. I don't think Sunday, but I don't know. That seems way too soon, but we'll see. We'll have to talk with everyone. So we'll figure it out then. Let's do some shout-outs, though, and close out the show. Jesse, we'll start with you, the world's worst roller.
Yeah. Shout-out to Roll One, the new website that they just launched today. It's great. It's great. if you want to see Sam's beloved and I play Life is Strange together, where I learn all there is to know about being a young girl. If you thought I was metagaming this, wait till you see me metagame the life of a child. It is next level. And then streaming. I have a schedule on twitch.tv/aboozy now where you can go and see when I'll be streaming. But it's like roughly 2 hours a day. And then back to work for me, I go. That's it. That's all I got.
Nice.
I'm so disappointed in my roles. I got nothing.
I'm excited you're playing Life is Strange. That game was unbelievably fantastic.
And I never played it before.
No expectation of that game being worth any fucking shit. And it was
The problem is, I think that because I'm overanalyzing everything, I feel like I know the ending before. I just feel it deep in my soul. Like, I'm like, oh, this can't be right. So we'll see what happens. But
cool. Off to check that out. Pocket, some shout outs.
Yeah, I'd like to give a shout out to Jesse for helping me live. That was great. And Strippin, who's going to die. No, I don't. I'm just kidding. And by the way, I like hit every shot and I still got shot. But I had a lot of fun today. It was really a lot of anxiety in trying to get JP to live. I'm sorry. SF.
Oh, I do not care that I died.
I tried so hard to save you, though. I care. Anyway, I'm back to streaming this week. I'll be at RTX this weekend because it's in Austin and I live here. So, but yeah, back to streaming and playing Fallout, the DLC. So, having a lot of fun.
Awesome stuff. Strippin', some shout outs.
Shout out to Pocket for living. Honestly, I'm really happy you survived. I was just like in character trying to make it entertaining. I honestly didn't think I would hit, but like, yeah. So I still love you. I'm sorry.
I'm gonna be streaming
this evening, which is Last Day of Alpha. So if you want to check that game out, feel free to come over and say hi. And I'm moving into my new office this week, so we might have a little bit of downtime on Wednesday, but apart from that, we'll be streaming every day.
Awesome stuff. Adam, some shout outs to close this out.
All right. So as usual, I've got a Q&A thread. So if you want to go and yell at me on the ItMeJP subreddit about how I'm the world's worst GM, go ahead, bring it on. But otherwise, thanks for coming, everybody. Shout outs.
I'll be on that Reddit. About
Do it. Get on it. Just go yell at me. I dare you. I love when a game goes this way. You're just like, I don't know, just the dice. You can, if you're not already, you can follow me on Twitter. It's SkinnyGhost, twitch.tv/AdamCoble. I'm going to be finishing maybe Valhalla tonight, a little cyberpunk bartender game.
Oh, nice.
So I'm going to play that in a couple hours if you want to come by. Otherwise, just hanging out and playing games on my channel like usual. So we'll be back for, like JP said, more role-playing on Thursday, more Star Wars.
And Wednesday.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, it's a busy week because we've got Swan Song stories too.
Yeah, so Drop Frames at 5 on Wednesday, then Swan Song at 8 on Wednesday, and then Bounce Power Lightside, who I hope just has the fucking worst week of all time.
Yeah.
After our week.
But their characters are pretty combat oriented. Like, they're that's all the very.
There are 4 characters that are good at combat, and we only have 2.
Yeah.
That one of which you tried to kill, and one of which died. You know what? I'm not even.
Well, so the thing is. I'm not even going to like batter out. If Jesse would have just hit at least a shot, just one shot.
They weren't that strong.
It would have gone completely.
I think I only hit 2 and he hit 1 in that whole fight.
Yeah. Yeah. And I also went into the fight at like 8 strain. So like that was just a bad, I shouldn't have gone in.
Can
there.
Your next character fight?
We'll find out.
I guess we'll find out. Yeah.
We'll find out. Maybe I'm just a worthless medical droid with dark, beady eyes.
Yeah, we kind of could use medical at this point.
Yeah.
We'll
just go around healing everyone to death. That's it.
That's right.
That's it. So we'll let you guys... What?
Oh, no, nothing. I have a question for the Emperor himself when this is over. So.
Oh, okay. Well...
It's about XP. I just don't remember where the XP list is of how we spend it. And I have a ton that I'd love to spend, so...
There you go. We'll get some. Try to write down everything that you get, so we can go over that next episode as well. So
did we get any this episode? I guess we haven't finished the mission.
Yeah, you'll get it as soon as you leave Terrace.
Yeah, yeah. All right, guys, that'll do it for this episode. Thanks everyone for watching. We'll see you next time. Bye bye. Have a good night.